Chapter 12, Homecoming. In the serene light of the early evening, Jonathan Hawk Hawkins sat in his study, the walls adorned with reminders of a life spent in service to his country. The room, once a sanctuary of strategy and solitude, now felt too expansive, echoing with the weight of decisions made and the cost they carried. In his hands, a letter from Commander Aldrich, an offer that any soldier would covet: recognition, a substantial financial reward, and a promise of more operations that would leverage his unique skills and experiences. Yet, as he read the words, they seemed to blur before his eyes, their meaning lost in the sea of his thoughts. The last few years had been a whirlwind of missions and mandates, each one pulling him further from the very reason he had chosen to fight: to create a world where his daughters could live without fear, where Sarah could smile without the shadow of worry clouding her eyes. The irony was not lost on him. In his quest to protect his family, he had all but removed himself from their lives. It was a quiet moment, watching his youngest daughter play in the garden, her laughter a melody that seemed to pierce the armor he had donned for so long, that brought clarity. The realization hit him with the force of a storm. What use was creating a safe world for his family if he wasn't there to share it with them? The decision, once made, felt like a weight lifting from his shoulders. Hawk composed a response to Aldrich, turning down the offer. The words flowed with a certainty that surprised him, each one a testament to the new path he chose to tread. The letter, once sent, marked not an end, but a beginning. Hawk's revelation was met with a mixture of surprise and understanding from his comrades and superiors. Some saw it as a loss, a talent like his disappearing from the field. But for Hawk, it was a return, a journey back to the essence of who he was and who he wanted to be. The days that followed were filled with moments, each one precious, each one a building block in the life he was determined to rebuild with his family. He was present for the milestones, no matter how small, and the everyday moments that stitched the fabric of their lives together. Sarah, her strength and patience infinite, welcomed him back, her love a beacon that had guided him through the darkest of times. Hawk's world, once defined by the adrenaline of operations and the strategy of war, found a new rhythm in the laughter of his daughters, the warmth of shared meals, and the quiet conversations that stretched into the night. He found joy in the mundane, the simple acts of daily life that he had once overlooked in his pursuit of a greater cause. As Hawk watched his daughters play, their futures unwritten but full of promise, he realized that his greatest mission was here, in the home they had built together. The battles he had fought had shaped him, but they would not define him. His legacy, he understood, was not in the accolades or the commendations, but in the love and the life he shared with his family.